Tom Watkins. He's a business and educational consultant in the United States as well as China. He served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 through 2005. Tom, how are you this morning?
Absolutely great, Tony. Good to be with you as always.
Interesting story that you wrote for the Center for Michigan. The story was titled Taking the Charter School to College. What did you mean by that?
Well, the Center for Michigan is a think and do tank that has been put together by Phil Power and John Bebo, and really have been putting forth some exciting ideas. And what I proposed is that, you know, if you keep doing the same thing in the same way, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. And we've had some struggles with our public schools, and we know that quality teachers are the most important factor. And what I've suggested in this article is rather than relying on the historical colleges of education to prepare our teachers, perhaps we open the market up and let others that may have a better idea for themselves and actually to create teachers for our schools.
Well, using the C word to many in education is not a good thing. Charter schools really have grown in the city of Detroit, though, and it's thought that they could do well in other areas that have struggling school districts.
Well, what we need to do is really talk about the most important adjective in front of a school, and that is quality. Look, a traditional school isn't great simply because it's a traditional school, and a charter school isn't great simply because you call it a chartered school. The point that I'm making here is that quality teachers matter, and that's what I'm suggesting, using the charter concept, which was put together in the mid-90s when we were noticing that we had a lot of schools where, you know, you had a master's degree teachers, all of which were certified, and only a small percentage of the children are learning. As I point out in the article, you know, the teacher tenure law changes that are going through right now, that's certainly one way to look at it, because no one, including the MEA and the AFT, the teachers union, do not want ineffective teachers in a classroom. But rather than standing downriver and pulling bad teachers out through the, you know, tenure reform law, I think what I'm suggesting is we go upriver and see who's throwing them in to begin with. And that's looking at the quality that's coming out of our teachers' colleges across the state.
In your estimation, what would be the percentage of teachers who need to be replaced?
Well, that's a very difficult question. The one that I do know is that if you talked to teachers themselves, they have probably the best handle on who the effective teachers are in their building. They know, if they're the fourth grade teacher, that they would much prefer to have Mr. Conley's kids coming out of third grade than perhaps Mrs. Smith. They're a very good indicator of a quality teacher. They know who's doing the job and who's not. Look, the overwhelming majority of the teachers in Michigan are doing an exceptional job under a very difficult situation. All of us just need to continue to look for ways to support those great teachers in every way we humanly can, and the ones that aren't doing such a good job, to provide them the support, the training, the professional development to do better. But if they're not cutting it, they really shouldn't be in front of our children.
But Tom, isn't that a sticky situation to ask teachers to evaluate other teachers?
I think that it is difficult. But, I mean, look, none of us like to be evaluated. Let's be very good. We all want to think that we're all doing a great job. But, Tony, I mean, in your business, you're evaluated every day. If someone's doing that meter and taking a look that nobody's listening to the Tony Conley Show, you're not going to be on the air very long. All of us are evaluated. All of us need to be evaluated. All of us need to be held to high standards, whichever profession we're in. And most importantly, with our children, because a child that doesn't get a solid education today is going to be an adult without much of a future. But it's not all the teacher's fault. I mean, we have to behold our principals, our superintendent, our school boards, and parents, students, and the broader community accountable for really getting the education that our children need and deserve. It's not just the teachers. Let's not give that impression at all.
Tom, you talk about the differences between the teachers that work in charter schools versus the other teachers, the process. Distinguish that.
Well, really, in this article, I don't touch on that. I think there's some exceptional teachers in our traditional schools and some great teachers in our chartered schools. What we need is to, again, make sure that all of our teachers are as high as quality as they humanly can be and hold everybody accountable to getting them there.
All right, and finally, before we let you go, what are the check marks for that? You mentioned that making sure that they have the education that they need and the upgrades in education. What else can we do to make sure that teachers have all the tools that they need to teach our kids?
Well, again, I think it's taking a look at our quality going in and quality coming out. Also, all of us should be supporting and thanking a great teacher. Because they're doing some exceptional jobs. We just need to take it up another notch. Tony, and if I can, real quickly, to encourage your listeners to go to the new Dome magazine this morning. There's some exceptional, that's www.domemagazine.com. Everything that happens under the Capitol Dome. I have a new article in there about China, but Judge Glaser has an important article about some of the changes that are happening in the law and whether they'll be able to be upheld. As well as others that have really put together some great piece in domemagazine.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.